Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 15th of May. Yesterday, US Federal Reserve Chair Powell suggested that there needed to be more progress on getting inflation to 2% before the Federal Reserve would consider cutting US interest rates. Higher for longer, in short. What we're likely to see in today's consumer price inflation data is that the prices the Fed has influence over are already at or very close to that target. It's the prices that the Fed has no control over that are propping up consumer price inflation, and consumer price data itself remains a very bad statistic for the US central bank to be monitoring. Last month's consumer price inflation data was higher than expected, it's true. This surprise was due to the unexpectedly high rents in the city of Detroit. Powell's obsession with data dependency and the elevation of the importance of consumer price inflation might mean that the timing of US interest rate cuts depends on the cost of renting a condo in Michigan. Powell described yesterday's US producer price inflation data as mixed. A better description might be undermining data dependency. The March producer price inflation data, the previous month's figures, was revised sharply lower. It's a reminder of the increasing unreliability of economic numbers in real time, and it raises some questions about what might be seen with the revisions to today's consumer price inflation data. The higher prices in the April producer price data, which may also be revised in the future, do not necessarily feed through into today's consumer price inflation print. Financial services are one area where price pressures may still be in evidence. It should be noted that the price of an economist is not contributing to this in any way. The consensus is for a modest slowing of the year-on-year consumer price inflation rates today, with the monthly changes in prices staying at the same rate as in March. The consensus is quite tight around these forecasts, but with so much of inflation coming from administered and calculated prices, the certainty around forecasting inflation must be assumed to be lower. We will also get US retail sales data today. The mantra, never go short the hedonism of the US consumer, still holds. Lower income US consumers are clearly feeling some pain. Delinquency rates on credit cards and auto loans are a clear signal here. However, for the middle income homeowner, inflation is significantly lower in reality than is being reported in the data, because nobody pays owner's equivalent rent and homeowners don't pay rents at all. That leaves this group with more spending firepower. This group has just had US President Biden announce a lot more consumption taxes if they purchase goods made in China, but as with US President Trump's earlier taxes on goods from China, a lot of this is being imposed on goods that US consumers don't really buy. One side note, given the consumer taxes on electric vehicles, China claims to have exported 21% more cars to the United States than the US claims it has imported from China over the course of the last 12 months. Over in Europe, Swedish consumer price inflation continues to moderate. The Riksbank has, of course, cut interest rates following inflation lower. Using harmonized inflation, Swedish consumer price inflation is 2.3%. US consumer price inflation is currently 2.4%. France will publish its final consumer price inflation numbers for April, which will almost certainly be unchanged from the flash estimate, and we've also got assorted ECB speakers on the calendar today. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.